Hey, this is Pastor Bill bringing you News in Focus. This one is entitled, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria publishes a article, Sex Slave Pamphlet, and it proves child sex. This was uploaded this last Friday, 2 days ago, 2014. Before I begin, I just want to say this will not be graphic. And I've heard one or two people out there really don't appreciate us publishing this thing. And in the interest of Romans, I believe it is chapter 16, we do want to be simple concerning evil. Okay? So in that regard, I'm not interested in being graphic or inciting the imagination. So I'll draw short of that, Lord willing. I am concerned, though, that if we don't at least bring to your attention that this kind of thing is happening, you're going to possibly forget that it is, number one. And number two, you're going to assume that there are usually limits to what people will do in the name of religion. Okay? I want to just go ahead and say here before we get started, and this will be a short article, I want to say that I believe there are two major enemies to the United States as we speak today. I would say that they are the LGBT community and Islam. Isn't it interesting? We're putting those in the same category. I want to just point out a couple of things. Number one, both do what they do with religion as their main, trying to stay free from puns here, with religion as their main muscle, their prime mover. Islam, ISIS, of course, it uses Islam for its major muscle. Whereas LGBT, they have to believe that they're created this way, or they have no footing for, let's just say, LGBT folks make horrible evolutionists and atheists. Evolutionists in that you can't possibly say that you're a homosexual and that you should reproduce and be survival of the fittest. No, when you're homosexual, you're saying that you have no interest in being with someone of the opposite sex and having children, and therefore take that to its secondary and tertiary effects. You realize that you have no purpose. In order for you to have real purpose as a homosexual, you have to say that God made you that way. So both movements have religion at their core. I would submit to you that atheism is not the enemy of the United States. Some people say, well, the armed forces are filled with atheists. I can tell you that officially, it is not. I can tell you that from the sampling that I have done, from Army personnel systems, that no more than 3% of the United States Armed Forces claims to be atheist. So let's just remember that. And I'm in a place where I can speak to that. But I also want to point out that not only do Islam and LGBT have at the heart of them religious interest, but they also have sex at their core interest. Okay, so that's quite... You say, well, prove it. Well, this article will be yet another proof that behind Islam is a desire for sex, okay? Particularly ISIS-type Islam. And then you have to ask yourself about this whole toleration to domination scale. Remember, when they're new to a culture, they just want to be tolerated. Just please, just let us be. And then they gain a footing, and then they want representation. They want affirmation. They want celebration. And then they want domination. You see how that works? Before you know it, the majority feel like the minority because the communication waves belong to the loudmouths. Which, by the way, in both cases, there's 8 million Muslims in America. That translates to just under 2.5% of America. And the homosexuals are just over 3% of America. You need to understand that they are not the majority. They just sound like they are. And so when you buy the vote of the largest voice, you end up seeing policies put in place. And so in the interest of Proverbs 28:1, the righteous flee, or the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Well, then I just trust the Lord for protection from both these groups, for both me and mine and our church. And we will remember and that really, when the righteous stand in the gap for the ignorant, in the interest of Ezekiel 22:30, then long term we can claim, I believe, protection over those with whom we will pray and for whom we would pray. And Hebrews 5 says that a good high priest is one who can have compassion on those who are ignorant and out of the way. So we have the ultimate high priest who has compassion on us, but I think we can act in a priestly manner towards those who are just ignorant. And so let's get started. Very short article. ISIS publishes sex slave pamphlet, approves child sex. Today, they released their report. It's a sickening list of question and answer, almost a catechism of conquest of defeated foes women. And the Middle East Media Research Institute, you can get on their distribution list and get email from them just about every week, translated it. And questions 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 are translated here. Let me give you a sampling of how ISIS treats Christian women or any woman who's not a Muslim and who is captured. Here we go. Question 10 of this pamphlet. Remember, published by their own publishing house of ISIS. Okay. And the pamphlet is called Questions and Answers on Taking Captives and Slaves. Okay? So, question 10. If a man dies, what is the law regarding the female captive he owned? Female captives are distributed as part of his estate. However, they may only provide services, not intercourse, if a father or one of the sons has already had intercourse with them, or if several people inherit them in partnership. So if someone has already been with them, then no one can be with them also. Now, I don't know if that's talking about a father among them. I hope it's not talking about something as horrible as incest. Be that as it may, the fact that this document addresses this question should raise some red flags. Question 11. May a man have intercourse with a female slave of his wife? A man may not have intercourse with the female slave of his wife because the slave is owned by someone else. Question 12. Let's go ahead. Question 13. This is probably the most troubling. Is it permissible to have intercourse with a female slave who has not reached puberty? The answer. It is permissible to have intercourse with a female slave who hasn't reached puberty if she is fit for intercourse. However, if she is not fit for intercourse, then it is enough to enjoy her without intercourse. That should be a real issue. Question 16. Can two sisters be taken together while taking slaves? Answer, it's permissible to have two sisters. A female slave and her aunt, or a female slave and her aunt from her mother's side, but they cannot be together during intercourse. So you can have two sisters, or a girl and her aunt, but they can't be together during intercourse. And whoever has intercourse with one of them cannot have intercourse with the other due to the general consensus over the prohibition of this. Now think about that. You can take two related girls as slaves, but you can only have intercourse with one of them. And if one of them is underage, you can have intercourse with her if she hasn't reached puberty, so long as she's able to have intercourse. And if she isn't, well, just enjoy her without having intercourse. My dear friends, if that is a pamphlet put out by the Muslims in charge, then God help us for thinking that this is a thing of the past. This was published last week. God help us. It is known that the Islamic State has kidnapped more than 2,500 women, and another almost 5,000 are missing. And this is not like, well, you know, this is just like the Branch Davidians of the Christians. No. Were there 100 of those? Supposedly there are, by some estimates, between 30 and 40,000 ISIS fighters. That is a small city of nothing but male fighters who are going around and conquesting females. You're going to tell me this is about God? You're going to tell me you're going to incite the Adamic nature of Middle Easterners, Muslims, some of which come from the United States? A couple of months ago, there was a tabulation of some 300 Americans have gone over to help fight. Let us not believe that this is over. And let us not believe that if those wanting simple toleration now will not be the dominators of 10 years from now. Be warned. Let your voting reflect something that is drastic. Let your actions be that of valiance. Buy yourself a firearms to keep in your room, in your house, and buy yourself an alarm system if you need to. Yes, pray, but pass the powder, as they say in the Revolutionary War. This is not an issue of, well, I wonder if people dislike me. If you are an American, people dislike you enough. If you're a Christian, you're close to being hated. Now, I'm not asking you to fear. I've already told you my perspective. I'm asking you to stop acting like you have weeks to take action. No, there's probably something you can do today or tomorrow to do something about this. You know, I know these are not easy conversations to have, but look around. What can you do? I'll tell you one of the things you can do is you can start realizing that there's perverts in America too. If you think that you can let your sweethearts walk down to the park alone in this day and age, maybe you can, but you better send them with someone. You better send them with a phone. You better send them with some level of self-defense. I'm telling you, with internet available to little devices in the hands of our kids in the single digits, you don't think there's perverts that are able to dominate your young men and women at younger and younger ages? Do you think that the underground movements, the movements that are not so well known in America today, are not going to become the dominators and conquestors of tomorrow? You better get your head out of the sand, or we won't have anything to leave our children. This is Pastor Bill. What kind of tradition, what kind of heritage are you leaving your children as far as a Christian is concerned? I welcome your comments and questions.